Today on Press EV, in Iraq, security officials say armed forces have killed nearly 300 ISIL terrorists over the past 24 hours. Iraqi commanders also say they're retaking control of areas captured by the militants. Thousands of volunteers have joined the army in the battle against extremist insurgents. Former UN Arab League envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, has blamed the crisis in Iraq on global neglect of the bloodshed in Syria. The veteran Algerian diplomat said the world's inaction towards Syria instigated the crisis in neighboring Iraq. He also said he'd warned the UN Security Council against the ISIL terrorist group. Security forces in Egypt have seized two supermarket chains owned by two key Brotherhood figures. Reports say assets belonging to Khairat al-Shatr and Abdulrahman al-Saudi were ordered to be seized as they belonged to a banned group. The supermarket chains have made no comment on the issue. Bahrain's main opposition party has slammed the government for withholding the body of a young man killed by security forces 2 months ago. Al-Wafal said in a statement that authorities still refuse to disclose the cause of Abdulaziz Abdulabbar's death. The Bahraini protester died on April 18 after spending 50 days in a coma. Clashes between forces affiliated to a renegade general and militants leave four people dead in Libya's Benghazi. Reports say forces loyal to former General Khalifa Haftar fired rockets at Benina electricity plant, causing power cuts in large parts of the city. Dozens of families were forced to flee. Foreign Ministry spokesman Marzia Afghams has congratulated the people and government of Afghanistan on the successful second round of presidential election. Afghams says the Islamic Republic of Iran will respect and support the new Afghan president. Aid agencies are ringing the alarm bell over the deteriorating situation in South Sudan. The agencies say after 6 months of civil war, starvation and deadly diseases are now putting many lives at risk. The UN says malaria and cholera are rampant and millions of people are in urgent need of healthcare, food and clean water. And Ukraine has declared a national day of mourning after pro-Russians killed nearly 50 people in the rest of eastern part of the country. People gathered in Kiev's Maidan Square to honor 40 soldiers and 9 crew members on board a military transport plane that was shot down in the Luhansk region. Those were latest here on Press TV.